The next patient is Lloyd Livingston. The first name is LL. Lima Lima Oscar Yankee Delta. Lloyd. Last name Livingston. Livingston. This is a clinical case of a 78-year-old male that is referred to this clinic by Dr. Dominguez. Dominguez, Dominguez, like in zebra. For evaluation of the kidney function after acute kidney injury and the presence of a right parenchymatous renal stone. Period. The patient has a lengthy history for more than 20 years of diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. He also has hypertension that has been also present along with the diabetes. A history of heavy smoking for more than 30 years that went to Jamaica to have a vacation and on their way back the patient felt weak, tired, decided to go to emergency room. He was found in a hypertonic state with a severe hyperglycemia, dehydration, decreased kidney function. The patient was given IV fluids. He started on the regular Lantus that he takes and everything corrected. He had evaluations in the past done by Dr. Dominguez, in which the serum creatinine has been .8, the BUN 11. The BUN creatinine ratio is 14, the estimated GFR is 91. It's true that we have some hyperfiltration, but it's also true that the patient had on August 23 of 2023 an albumin creatinine ratio that was just 14, and there was no evidence of proteinuria in the protein creatinine ratio, period. From the eye point of view, this patient doesn't have a diabetic retinopathy. He lost the eyesight in the left eye when he was a kid, post-accident, and there is evidence of a glaucoma in the right eye that is treated with an ophthalmologist, period. He doesn't have any history of cardiovascular problems, no history of peripheral vascular disease. In summary, we have a patient that has adequate kidney function. There is no evidence of proteinuria, no activity of the urinary sediment. To be discussed is the findings related in the ultrasound with a non-obstructive right kidney stone. The patient used to be addicted to used to be with a very high sodium intake that after the years have changed. And as we know, the excretion of calcium in that setting increases and is prone to have crystallization in the kidneys. This finding has to be followed as well as the few cysts that were described in the kidney ultrasound. The size of the kidney was adequate. The parenchyma parenchyma and medullary areas were well recognized. There is not hyperechogenicity. With that in mind, I have the intention to return the patient to Dr. Dominguez. He has managed the patient very well. He include the use of Jardiance in the blood sugar control, and we know that we are going to have a cardiorenal and peripheral vascular protection. I will be happy to follow Mr. Livingston in the future if Dr. Dominguez considered it necessary. Number two, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease associated to smoking. He quit many years ago. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The last determination of the cholesterol was 213. This is probably associated to the dietetic indiscretions. We emphasize the need to follow the recommended diet and take the medication as prescribed. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. A paragraph, I invested 20 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes with the patient, and 12 minutes in the documentation.